You will hear five short extracts in which people are talking about their memories of their first day at school. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H what each speaker remembers about the experience. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3. Speaker 1.
I went to a private school where it was compulsory to wear a uniform. The school had sent out a list to parents of the items you had to have: school tie, blazer, cap, and the shops where you could find them all before the term started. My mother went on a business trip and didn't manage to go shopping. I was the only one from about 50 11-year-old boys who didn't have a cap or tie. I felt very awkward dressed in a pair of jeans and sweater.
Speaker 2.
I remember being very nervous as I was walking into the school because I thought I wouldn't know anyone at all, which might have been a bit frightening. I didn't fancy having to spend the first few days getting used to a new place all on my own. And then I spotted my cousin, Peter, who was 2 years older than me. I expected that he wouldn't want to have anything to do with me, but unlike some kids that age, he was very nice, showed me round and helped me settle in.
Speaker 3.
When my mother offered to drive me to school, I suppose I should have known that this could be a bad idea, because she's always had the most awful sense of direction. And sure enough, she got lost and it took us ages to find the school. I will never forget how embarrassed I felt when I walked into the first class half an hour after it started. Awful. After that, things improved. It wasn't a very big school, so I soon found my way around, and I made new friends quite easily too.
Speaker 4.
I know it may sound unlikely, but I didn't experience any feeling of anxiety. I was confident that everything was going to be fine. I felt optimistic being surrounded by the familiar faces of friends from primary school. My most vivid memory is the warm, welcoming speech of Mr. Stevens, our head teacher. I don't recall feeling stressed or lonely, and I was actually pleased there was a uniform, unlike some of my friends who complained about it. I thought it was much easier than having to decide what to wear every morning.
Speaker 5.
My strongest memory from my first day at high school is simply feeling terribly alone and sad. We moved house at just about the time I was due to go to high school, so I ended up going to a new school 2 weeks after the term had begun. It's not a long time, but it was long enough for all the other new boys to have made friends with each other. So I really had the impression that I was never gonna fit in. Of course, I soon made friends and settled down, but the first few days were rather difficult.
Now you will hear part 3 again. Speaker 1.
I went to a private school where it was compulsory to wear a uniform. The school had sent out a list to parents of the items you had to have: school tie, blazer, cap, and the shops where you could find them all before the term started. My mother went on a business trip and didn't manage to go shopping. I was the only one from about 50 11-year-old boys who didn't have a cap or tie. I felt very awkward dressed in a pair of jeans and sweater.
Speaker 2.
I remember being very nervous as I was walking into the school because I thought I wouldn't know anyone at all, which might have been a bit frightening. I didn't fancy having to spend the first few days getting used to a new place all on my own. And then I spotted my cousin, Peter, who was 2 years older than me. I expected that he wouldn't want to have anything to do with me, but unlike some kids that age, he was very nice, showed me round and helped me settle in.
Speaker 3.
When my mother offered to drive me to school, I suppose I should have known that this could be a bad idea, because she's always had the most awful sense of direction. And sure enough, she got lost and it took us ages to find the school. I will never forget how embarrassed I felt when I walked into the first class half an hour after it started. Awful. After that, things improved. It wasn't a very big school, so I soon found my way around, and I made new friends quite easily too.
Speaker 4.
I know it may sound unlikely, but I didn't experience any feeling of anxiety. I was confident that everything was going to be fine. I felt optimistic being surrounded by the familiar faces of friends from primary school. My most vivid memory is the warm, welcoming speech of Mr. Stevens, our head teacher. I don't recall feeling stressed or lonely, and I was actually pleased there was a uniform, unlike some of my friends who complained about it. I thought it was much easier than having to decide what to wear every morning.
Speaker 5.
My strongest memory from my first day at high school is simply feeling terribly alone and sad. We moved house at just about the time I was due to go to high school, so I ended up going to a new school 2 weeks after the term had begun. It's not a long time, but it was long enough for all the other new boys to have made friends with each other, so I really had the impression that I was never gonna fit in. Of course, I soon made friends and settled down, but the first few days were rather difficult.
That is the end of part 3.